T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This WWL exclusive interview with LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron is brought to you by Rouse's. Shop the official grocer of LSU athletics. Amos Morrell III sat down with Coach O.
All right, Coach, you talked about the film session, obviously. A lot of things you liked. What were some of the areas you really saw that needed to be addressed?
Yeah, you know, a lot of scrimmages. We got beat. We got beat on one-on-ones. We didn't make the blocks we should make. And we didn't make the plays we should make on the defensive line. We got out of the gaps. We didn't play some blocking schemes well. So, you know, those things, I know our guys will improve this week.
And one thing you mentioned Saturday, you mentioned it today, the guys have all shown a really, you know, good ability to make adjustments at halftime. Whenever you guys have asked them, they've been able to respond. How encouraging is that to see?
It is. You know, I asked the guys, against Texas, we didn't start well in the third quarter. And we started well against the third quarter against Northwestern State. So that's an improvement. It's an improvement in that they're listening at halftime, the action. They're doing the things that the coaches want them to do.
And then, talking about this matchup with Vanderbilt, obviously talented running back. You mentioned the wide receiver, Kalijah Lipscomb, kid out of New Orleans. Just what are you guys looking for from the, you know, the defense to kind of shut that down?
Well, here's what's going to happen. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for us, so they have a great game plan. The stuff that we see on film, we know we can defend, but, you know, they'll probably show some new stuff that we're not used to. We have to get used to that. We have to make some adjustments at halftime. But we have to stop the run, protect the deep ball, rush the passer, and we need to cause more turnovers.
Absolutely. You talk about causing more turnovers. Looked like in that second half, Christian almost had his hands on one. Derek almost had his hands on one. Just what do you guys have to do to, you know, kind of turn those breakups into picks?
I just keep on coming. You know, those turnovers, they happen in bunches. Once they start happening, they become contagious. Get more pressure on the quarterback and catch the ball when we need to.
LSU, the offense is obviously scoring at a pace that hasn't been seen here before. In-house, is there any number that you guys are heading into the game saying, if we hit this, we're going to be in a pretty good shape?
Just win. Just win, man.
You don't care if it's 10-3 or 70-3.
Well, you know, it's always the pulse of the game. You know, we knew against Texas that the second half we had to score every possession. So whatever it takes to win the game, we're going to win the game.
And I know the message has been block out the noise. Obviously, the talk with the pace Joe Burrow's on in terms of, you know, his passing yards, his touchdowns. How do you guys keep him focused on, you know, just this week's opponent, not on records and all of these different things?
He's the last person you have to worry about that. He's going to be in there today, chomping at the bits, ready to practice. He's a one-day-at-a-time guy. He's about as solid as a human being I've ever coached.
And then just how has he responded? I know on Saturday you talked about, he didn't want to come out of that game, but, you know, you guys had to. Just how has he, you know, responded to this whole thing? Obviously, it looks like he's having a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, oh, he enjoyed it. He enjoyed coming to work. He's focused. He didn't want to come out of the game, but he knows what's best for him, and he's going to be ready to go this week.
And then you talked about Miles. Obviously, he comes in 8-9. Just how good has Miles looked in this offense? You know, it seems sort of like an offense that he, you know, is kind of built to thrive in.
Yeah, Steven, I'm very impressed with him. I'm very impressed with his decision-making. You know, Miles has a very strong arm, a very quick release, has gained some weight. He's getting more comfortable in the pocket, getting more comfortable with his reads. I do believe he's a great quarterback.
And then talking about their targets, it seems like Terrace Marshall just can't stay out of the end zone. Once you guys got him in there that first time, he seems to like going back. Just were you surprised at the pace he's been able to get off to? I mean, obviously, you expect it from Justin because you've seen it before, but Terrace and even Jamar, just seeing those guys, the pace they've been able to pick up on.
You know, there were two highly decorated athletes, receivers coming out of high school. I'm so happy for Terrace because he's finally healthy. And, you know, his cousin was Joe Delaney, who was the great at Northwestern State. So I'm glad to see him play good against Northwestern. Jamar's going to have an excellent year for us. Two great receivers. We're glad we got him.
And then I know obviously you were focused on your game, but Tulane goes up, lights it up. ULL lights it up. You know, I know you guys are very close with a lot of those coaching staff. Is it good to see a lot of the other programs in the state thriving as well?
Well, I'm happy for them, man. Unless we play against them, I'm pulling for them. Unless they play against them Cowboys, I'm happy to see them Cowboys win too.
LSU coach Ed Orgeron with Amos Morrell III. LSU stepping in the conference play against Vandy this Saturday, 11 o'clock.
11
kickoff.
O'clock, Christian.
7 o'clock. Yeah, 7 a.m.
So 7 American, a.m. So you got to get a breakfast of champions, a little Bloody Mary going before.
The Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating starts at 7 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.